Hi, welcome. This is the Caddy Info Cadillac Conversation Hangout. We do these on Thursday nights. I don't see any of the rest of the crowd on, so it'll just be really short tonight. Although, you know, my friend Air Mike likes to come on late, so the question is, can we stay on long enough for the other guys to get on? But we'll see. So the Cadillac had a little bit of news this week because a lot of the press had covered the fact that they had opened some coffee shop in the new headquarters in New York. Now, Cadillac sees this as part of making the headquarters a destination and helping shape out the brand, the Cadillac brand, so that people don't just associate it with motor cars and oil, but associate it with luxury and lifestyle as much as, you know, it's the classic marketing saying is sell the sizzle, not the steak. And I think that's what they very much what they have in mind here is they want people to understand what a Cadillac is about, and then they'll understand exactly what the designers are trying to do with the modern Cadillacs, where they're adding lightness, they're adding power, they're adding agility. They're adding fine materials, hand sewn and woven together, and so that's maybe not what some people think about with Cadillacs, and which means that they haven't been in the showroom lately, and so you got to get them back in the showroom, and part of that is this fleshing out the brand. I also think that Cadillac should be marketing to young, upwardly mobile professionals as well. And so one of the things I've been working on in my echoing a little bit on Twitter, but more on Instagram, is very subtle advertisements for Cadillac that speak to people who, you know, cars designed to be driven for those with drive. And so the idea is speak to people who see themselves as being on, you know, as focused on excelling, focused on success. And those are the people who need to be driving Cadillacs. So Truck Trend had a good review of the XT5. I'll put a link for that in the in tonight's chat thread. Every week when we do the call-ins, I also do a thread in the forum for this week's call-in. And so you'll be able to find references to things that we talk about during the show in the thread. So please tune into that. I do want to take a moment that if you ever want to be on the chat, then it's easy to do. You don't have to have a lot of hardware. Almost anybody could ring in with their phone, for example. But if you want to set up your computer the way that I and several of the guys use it, then you basically need a USB headset. You need a web camera. I use a Logitech web camera, whichever their latest one is. Like this one's a 910 or a 920, and it does a great job of 1080p. And then let me know that you want to be on so that I can make sure and remind you. But we do these on Thursday nights, 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central Time, 5:30 Pacific Time. But you know, we may end up picking other times and other nights if that helps us get more people. So Truck Trend, you'll be able to pick up the review from the forum. Cadillac talked about they have the new coffee machine out. I had purchased an ATS-V about a couple of months ago now, and I'm still just having a ball with it. I love every time I get out of it, looking at it, every time I get into it, driving it. I've been running the PVR as kind of a dash cam. I put some video about that on my YouTube channel, which is caddyinfo.com, on all spelled out and lettering on YouTube. And so you can see what the dash cam looks like there. The PDR, of course, is the performance data recorder. The actual purpose of the PDR is not what I'm doing, which is using it as a dash cam. The actual purpose of the PDR is when you drive your V-Series Cadillac on the track, then it keeps up with exactly how fast and the car dynamics at that point of the track. So as you run additional laps, it will show you for your fastest lap what your speeds were in each of the corners so that you can continually use that analysis to improve your times on the track. So that's what the PDR is really about, and bless Cosworth Engineering for doing that with Cadillac, and they've given us a wonderful tool that I am using sideways to do as a dash cam, just because, you know, I'm commuting. There's not a track on the way in my daily commute, but I do intend to actually use it for PDR, more PDR like data in the future. And that was one of the reasons I saw that as a terrific feature, though, is to be able to bring video out of the car and performance information out of the car. And so I'm very excited about that. The Motorama chats, we do those on Wednesday nights on Twitter. On Instagram, you can find me under Caddy Info. On Twitter, you can find me under Caddy Info. On YouTube, you can find me as caddyinfo.com, CaddyInfo.com. Someone had picked up Caddy Info before I got it set on YouTube, and so my fault for not setting it sooner. I was trying to think, there was another Cadillac topic I wanted to cover tonight. Oh, the ELR. There was a lot of things in the news. The electric Eldorado. There were a lot of things in the news about Cadillac's extended range electric vehicle going out of production, and the way Cadillac spun it was to make room for the CT6 hybrid to arrive. Now, the CT6 hybrid is only being made in one factory, but it's not the factory that the ELR was being made in, which is the same factory that the Volt's made in. I think it's at Hamtramck. So didn't need to stop ELR production in order to make room for the CT6 hybrid. Now, the ELR had served its purpose and was not a big selling car. They sold about 100 a month of those, which doesn't justify having that as a separate model and doing a mid-year refresh, which they just finished. Now, it does make you wonder, if they were going out of production so soon with ELR, why they bothered to refresh it. But okay. You know, maybe they were doing all that for the Volt anyway, and so it was almost free that you just apply the same things to the ELR. The ELR was a little bit different than the Volt, had better acceleration and much nicer amenities and features, but, you know, it still kind of had that that impression on people, I think, was that it was a more expensive Volt. That we really expected the ELR to come out around $50,000, and it came out much more expensive than that. And then they actually ended up selling them for $10,000 off when they sold them sometimes, which is a shame. I would have enjoyed, you know, the concept I think was good, but I think that they're even better off now, which is they're going to focus not on making a specific car around the platform, you know, the propulsion platform, but rather matching the propulsion platform to the cars that they want to make. And so the CT6 is a wonderful car on the Omega platform, and very light, and so that will lend itself to extended range propulsion or electric propulsion or internal combustion propulsion. Of course, I'm still a big fan of internal combustion in terms of automotive propulsion, but whatever the source of energy is, I like the car to automatically refuel while it's in my garage. And so that part of the electric cars or the extended range electric cars makes them interesting to me, because I would like to never have to go to a gas station again. That would be ideal. But, the other thing we saw in the news this week was that GM's going to be offering carbon fiber wheels on their, probably on the V series and other top performance cars. And so now carbon fiber, we know, is, lighter and stronger than steel, but it's interesting, but it's kind of a woven material. And so it'll be interesting that basically there's a company in Australia that's figured out how to make wheels out of it and have them hold up and so on and not be too brittle. And so We're thinking we're going to see carbon fiber wheels. Now, you can get the ATSV or the CTSV with carbon fiber packages now. And what those packages do is, like, there'll be more carbon fiber on the vents for the hood and more carbon fiber along the splitter. And so if you had carbon fiber wheels, that would just set that off. Now, the carbon fiber wheels actually look like carbon fiber because they're made of carbon fiber. And that may be a bit off-putting, as opposed to like the silver wheels on the Cadillac behind my head, that you'll have black, black and tan wheels. And so maybe on a black car that'll look great, and maybe on a red or a silver car not so much. But we'll have to, I am all about form. I'm all about function over form, but we'll have to see if it's worth it, so that even if your wheels don't look shiny and chrome, it's worth it because people will know, oh my God, those are carbon fiber wheels, and understand the implication that they're lighter and stronger. But maybe not. So to be interesting, I think it's a good development, and anything that reduces weight, reducing unsprung weight is really, really important. And has a big effect on acceleration. The lighter you can make the wheels themselves, the easier it is for the car to accelerate. And so kudos to that company for coming out with the new technology. Great for GM for getting in and engaging early and taking a chance on it. And I'm looking forward to seeing that on the CTSVs, even if stylistically I have my reservations. The ATSVs and the CTSVs, hopefully we will see those soon. So, well, I think that those are the main topics that I wanted to touch on. Cadillac continues to reduce the weight of their vehicles, so that's great. The one of their sayings when they did the ATSV was that every gram had to earn its way onto the car, and now the new CT6 is almost as light as the ATSs were, but it's bigger than the CTS was. It's a 122-inch wheelbase car, and so it's a true full-size car that for comparison, the 96 Fleetwood Brougham was that size. And so this is a real, no kidding, full-size car. For those of you who appreciate full-size cars, the CT6 is the one that you want. But it's as light as an ATS with the same engine choices. And so you have, it's kind of the equivalent of a defensive linebacker who's also a ballet dancer, or who's also as fast as the split end. And so Cadillac's going to, having their cake and eating it, having their salad and cake too, something. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Sorry we didn't have a quorum. I appreciate your staying with us. Again, if you want to be on the chats, we do this on Thursday nights, 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central Time. What we do is just get together with whoever's available and talk about Cadillac topics that sometimes if nobody's on, then we don't have it at all. But I try to come on and cover topics of the day, regardless of whether anyone else is on, because sometimes there people get on late. Sometimes they, they want to hear regardless of whether we have chat or not. Okay, so thank you for tuning in. If you want to be on sometime with me, what you do is contact me on Google+, or contact me through the forums, or contact me through Twitter, or contact me through Instagram. Please follow me on Twitter, Caddy Info, CaddyInfo, on Instagram, Caddy Info, CaddyInfo. On YouTube, you can find the link in the forum. To get to the forum, you go to caddyinfo.com and then click on the button for the forum, and then that takes you to our discussion forum. On YouTube, it's caddyinfo.com, all spelled out in letters. Caddyinfo.com is the username on YouTube. But basically, if you're a real person, then I am happy to follow you back. And if you want to talk about Cadillacs, then I am happy, or other cars, or automotive issues, or ride sharing issues, or anything automotive related, I am happy to enjoy that conversation with you. Thanks for watching.